during the COVID pandemic, and even today, one thing you'll have noticed is that cases aren't going to trial, even though we've talked about the 240 seated juries in Texas since the beginning of the pandemic. We're not seeing the same robust trial activity that we used to. But I think for the most part, in the urban counties for sure, and I think to the rural counties as well, cases are still moving in litigation. We're still having discovery hearings. We're still having the summary judgment hearings. And so things aren't slowing down on the motion practice phase. They are sort of backing up when it comes to trial. But I think, you know, that's been okay for the state. You know, we've realized, I think litigants and the parties have realized a lot of cost savings when it comes to this. There's no travel, there's no parking, there's no anxiety of witnesses or jurors having to come downtown. So that's been a definite pro for COVID-19. And as I said, we've really democratized the process, the judicial and democratic judicial process here by allowing people to come to the core from where they're at. We talk a lot about this in politics is, you know, you have to meet the voter where they're at. And I think the judiciary's finally come to the place where we're meeting the citizen where they're at, whether it's a virtual jury trial or whether it's a hearing. Folks, we're meeting folks where they're at, and it's becoming more and more accessible. One thing that I've noticed, and Frank, I'd like for you to jump in here because you probably had a ton of hearings. I think the civility of the practice has really increased. I think folks have really become, there's much more humanity to the practice now. I think as you see where people are in similar circumstances, and they're just a lot nicer. And I don't know if you've noticed that, but.
I have, Your Honor. I think when you remove the Pavlovian effect of when you drive to the courthouse and you get yourself all juiced up and then you're sitting there waiting and no one's talking to anybody, and all of that stuff kind of goes away when you're in your office having a cup of coffee in your own room, and you kind of start off with all that additional stress to include the drive. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, the civility has gone up for sure. I'll say the other thing that it's done is I've seen a much more diverse group of lawyers in front of me. Some of that has to do with the fact that at the beginning of the pandemic, the younger lawyers were better able to use the technology than the lawyers that have been in the practice a little bit longer. And so it's given a net effect of allowing younger folks to come argue their motions, which, as we all know, isn't always the case in firms. So that's been great. And I think, you know, because Zoom has become so prolific and there's so many Zoom hearings going on, law firms and lawyers are stretched. So they're giving folks an opportunity that they otherwise wouldn't get to argue motions. And I think it's good for the practice. It's good for the future of the Texas bar. And at the end of the day, the more people we have coming to court and the more experience we can give to folks, the better off I think the bar is and the citizenship of Texas. And I think the biggest, and maybe not the biggest, but one of the biggest issues here is the ability for the citizens of the state to watch what happens in their courtrooms. I don't know how many people are actually coming onto YouTube or watching the Harris County live stream, but it allows lawyers, it allows citizens, it allows your clients not to have to make the trip down to the courthouse with you. It allows them to watch every single day what's going on in the 127th or the 295th or the 80th, whatever court they want to watch. They have the ability to do so. They don't have to go through security. They don't have to drive downtown. And they get to see the judicial process at work. And I think that's one thing the judiciary's really missed is being available to the public. We haven't had that. We've always sort of worked in the shadows. Granted, we work at a courthouse, but it's not really the shadows, but we make people come out to watch us as opposed to being viewed by them. And I think it's put lawyers in limelight as well. It allows lawyers to shine. It allows their clients to see them day in and day out and see how they work and how they advocate on their behalf. There has been some negative, though, with COVID. And as we mentioned, the backlogs of dockets have increased. I know here in Harris County, the case count's gone up by 400 or 500. And with only being able to take four cases countywide to trial, it's really, really hurt settlements. I know the civil lawyers will appreciate that. It's really hurt the ability for the criminal dockets to have pleas and cases dismissed. So it's been, in that sense, tough for the judicial system and those, especially those that are incarcerated, because they're not able to get their day in court. There's also what I've seen and heard is people like those docket calls. They like to come and see the lawyers and their peers and colleagues and get to shake hands and see them in person. So we've lost a little bit of that. And I think that at the beginning wasn't that huge of a deal, but now a year, 13 months into the pandemic, not only have we missed the bonding, but we're in the Zoom fatigue space where everything is done via Zoom. And there's sort of the Zoom backlash that if given the option, people would throw their computer against the wall and never do Zoom again, I think, at least for a short period of time. So that's definitely been a negative. And I think for those that, you know, that don't have a practice that involves collaboration and don't have a huge docket, I think that sort of isolation can be also, you know, not great, especially during a time like COVID.